Thank you, Madam President. Australia is proud to be a party to the CCW. We're committed to its mandate of protecting civilians from the indiscriminate effects of certain conventional weapons and of protecting combatants from weapons that cause unnecessary suffering. The commitments that we have made under the CCW reinforce the fundamental principles of international humanitarian law to limit the means and methods of warfare and to prohibit the use of those weapons, projectiles or materials that cause unnecessary human suffering. Underlining these commitments is the fundamental recognition of our common humanity. Madam President, as technological developments increasingly offer machine autonomy and the prospect of artificial intelligence, militaries throughout the world seek to incorporate more automation in their systems. Autonomous systems able to conduct targeted military operations which can kill and injure combatants or civilians are in prospect. Australia recognised the potential value that autonomous systems could bring to military and civilian technologies and considers the sweeping prohibition of autonomous weapon systems to be premature. However, we need to consider the applications and ramifications of such technology and how its use is or may be governed by international law. Therefore, we support continuing thorough discussion within the CCW on laws, their evolution and their compliance with international humanitarian law. Moreover, we strongly urge all states parties to conduct legal reviews of all new weapon systems, methods and means of warfare, either in accordance with their obligations under Article 36 of Additional Protocol 1 of the Geneva Conventions, or as a matter of state policy. In the context of laws discussions, we encourage sharing of best practice on Article 36 reviews. We'd like to thank Ambassador Biantino for his successful chairmanship of the 2016 meeting on laws in April and his careful stewardship of the processes before and since this meeting. We welcome the recommendations of the outcome document of the April meeting and support the establishment of an open-ended group of governmental experts to further discuss laws. Madam President, Australia recognises the humanitarian impact of mines other than anti-personnel mines and supports more focused discussion of this issue within the framework of the CCW. Australia recognises that MTAPM will continue to have military utility for many states, particularly those with contested borders. We also note the economic cost to many states in replacing their inventories of anti-vehicle and anti-tank mines. However, undetectable and persistent MTAPM pose unacceptable humanitarian risks to civilians. Australia continues to support an approach on MTAPM that either increases detectability or restricts the use of these weapons and focuses on minimising post-conflict harm as an appropriate focus for the work of the CCW. Australia shares the deep concern expressed by fellow CCW states parties at the indiscriminate use and effects of improvised explosive devices and the increased impacts of IED attacks worldwide. Australia supports ongoing work on IEDs by the informal group of experts under amended Protocol 2. This group should continue to share lessons learned from and, where possible, give further leverage to the efforts of states and international organisations to address the unlawful use of IEDs and the humanitarian problems they create. Madam President, Australia maintains its commitment to the work of victim assistance under Protocol 5 of the CCW and other disarmament conventions. We support the development of common approaches to victim assistance, consistent with the principle that the needs of all victims, be they victims of cluster munitions, anti-personnel mines, or explosive remnants of war, are similar. At last week's meeting of states parties to the Mine Ban Convention in Santiago de Chile, we joined our fellow Convention on Cluster Munitions Coordinators on Victim Assistance and Cooperation Assistance, the Coordinators on Victim Assistance for CCW Protocol 5, and the Mine Ban Convention Victim Assistance Committee to launch two new publications. These publications aim to provide common guidance to states in the implementation of victim assistance obligations under the three conventions. We commend these publications to all. Madam President, we share the disappointment of other states parties that a number of states have not paid their contributions to the CCW and indeed may not have paid them over a number of years. Such omissions by some states reduce the resources available for all member states collectively to meet our commitments. We urge states which have not paid their contributions to do so in full without further delay. Madam President, in conclusion, let me reaffirm that Australia welcomes the opportunity provided by this fifth review conference to consider how to take forward work on laws, MTAPM, IEDs and other issues within the framework of CCW. Let me say also the full version of this statement is on the UN website. I thank you for your attention.
Thank you very much, Ambassador.